This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Especially this year, those of us who are involved in the hay business on my farm, I've got 140 acres, and I haven't. The weather has been so horrible that I haven't gotten. I bet there are 14, 15 acres that have been produced that I've gotten this year so far. It was any good because of all the rain. And I'm looking at the forecast for the next week or so, and there's rain almost every single day. So you have all this beautiful hay, and I know many of you listening to this program, the American Family Farmer, do as part of your routine, whether you're raising animals, whether you're doing dairy, whether you're selling it for horses, whatever it is that you're doing with your hay, the demand is great, growing every year for good quality hay. And I'm here producing it. And, or at least trying to. Last year, the drought ruined most of the crop. This year, the beautiful hay that we've seen that was matured a month ago, you can't get at it. I said to somebody who was a friend of mine the other day, I understand why people jump off of bridges. Ah! Alright. Let's get to the good stuff here. We're going to meet in a few minutes a fella who's the founder of Wicked Joe Organic Coffee. Now, as you know, if you listen to the American Family Farmer each week, you know that we are here to fix problems. I'm a radio guy, but I'm also a dairy guy. I've been around cows all my life, so it brings some credibility to my conversations with you about what's going on the American Family Farm. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of how we solve some of the problems. And this fellow, I'm not suggesting we're going to have coffee growing in America or on farms, but the way he's created his business, the way he's created his company, the way he's created this product, I think he's from, I think he's a California guy originally, but he went to Maine. We'll find out in a moment. I just thought it was a good story to give you a good background into what can be done, maybe using different products. All right, so that's coming up in a moment or two. In the meantime, what I want to do is talk about the 4th of July, because a lot of people, either as you hear this, you have either celebrated or you will be celebrating the 4th of July. And there's a focus in the American news media on the cost of your summer cookout for the 4th of July. And frankly, it's distracting and distressing for me to see this and look at the way the media is glorifying what it costs you to have your summer festival. The average person, according to the Farm Bureau, will pay $5.57 for a good, solid 4th of July meal. And that's down about a percent, about a point from last year. And the reason that I'm talking about this the way I am is because I don't think that it is something we should be proud of. We keep pushing the farmer, pushing down the prices. And this de-incentivizes people from getting into farming because there's no money in it. And it also makes a mockery of our need and desire and basically promote the fact that we produce good quality food. We do. If we stay away from the GMO concept, that kind of stuff, it really is, in many circumstances, as good as you can get, as good as you can find. But, you know, these people in the damn news media, people, oh, my God, what a pain. So they take apart a menu for the cookout, hot dogs, hamburgers, spare ribs, the fixings like ketchup and mustard and relish, potato salad, baked beans, corn chips, lemonade, chocolate, milk, watermelon for dessert, and the total is, as I said, $5.57 per person. Nothing to be proud of. First of all, these things, hot dogs, many of them don't even come from our country. The hamburger, okay, maybe most of that is domestic. But the things that are in there are not real spring summer foods. Baked beans, that's not American farmer food. Potato salad, yeah, maybe. But where is the lettuce? Where are the greens? Where is the spinach? Where is the broccoli? Where are the carrots? Where are all of the things that are part of what's grown on the farm? It's the whole presentation is goofy, as a matter of fact. I don't even know why the Farm Bureau, although I don't have much use for the Farm Bureau anymore because they become so related, so connected to the big agribusinesses. That's why the National Farmers Union, I think, is much better for the smaller family farms. But are you producing hot dogs on your farm? Are you producing buns on your farm? Yeah, maybe stuff that goes into it. But that's my point here. A lot of this stuff isn't produced on the farm. So the fact that the people who are studying say, oh, yeah, dairy prices and beef prices and that sort of thing, nonsense. If we keep pushing down or expecting the prices of food to go down, you're going to further ground out those people who are working to bring you a good quality product at a price you can afford to pay. It is, you know, I'm looking at some of these prices. Ground round, what is it, $9-$10 a pound? The pork spare ribs are $13-$14 a pound. Hot dogs, a couple of bucks a pound. That's going to tell you something. The potato salad is $8 or $9 a pound. Baked beans, let's see here, what do we have for baked beans? Yeah, a couple of bucks for a 28-ounce can. Corn chips, again, that's stuff that comes out of Mexico or some other, it's just, this is nonsense. But, again, I want to give credit to the farmers for whatever products may have made it into this, but this is not a good tool to measure what really is coming out of the farm and going onto your table for 4th of July. That's my read on it. In a moment, we're going to meet Bob Garver and find out just how he created this Wicked Joe organic coffee. In the meantime, something to think about for your health and well-being that is all food. This is a completely 100% food-based product grown on American farms, beets. Do you realize that there are beets now, beet farms, that are growing beets just for Super Beets? The company that makes Super Beets has engaged farms to do nothing but grow hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres of beets. And they harvest them at the right time, cook them, then they lightly dry them and powder them. So that's what you get. There's not one bit of anything except beets in a canister of Super Beets. There's no additive, nothing. It's all non-GMO beets. And they're cooked and dried and powdered, and that's what you get. Open up the canister, put a teaspoon of that powdered Super Beets into a glass of water or a smoothie, drink it, and you're all set. You'll be happy. You'll feel the difference. Circulation opens up the arteries. Nitric oxide that's in the beets opens everything up, gets the blood to go to your muscles, to your brain, to the extremities, the microvessels all around your body. That's what this is. It's a safe, effective way to enhance the strength, the well-being, the durability, the effectiveness of how your body works. Super Beets. So if you want to support your body the best you can, this is the way to do it. You call 800-655-4183, or you go online to DougLikesBeets.com and order your Super Beets that way. First order for you means you're going to get a 30-day supply of regular Super Beets free with your first order, so you'll pay for three canisters, 3 months, and you get four. That's a deal. Free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com, all one word, DougLikesBeets.com. Get on the bandwagon. So people listening to this program, tens of thousands of them have gotten on the Super Beet program. And I hear that from the people who are running the company, that they're very pleased that you have supported them. Well, you're supporting them because they support you. That's what it is. You'll take Super Beets every day and feel the energy and stamina it'll give you. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early? Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
17 after the hour. Let's spend some time with Bob Garber, who's the founder of Wicked Joe Organic Coffee, is recognized as a coffee expert around the world. Well, let's get to the bottom of the story, Bob, because pretty interesting one. I'd rather you tell it than me. You were in the service in Turkey when you first started thinking about various coffees, which I guess is a good place to start. Turkey have a lot of different kinds of coffee there, right?
Well, there's a particular style of coffee that, and the way that they prepare and brew the coffee that, that makes the coffee fairly unique, a very strong and potent cup.
What is it that makes it strong and potent? What do they do to it?
Well, they just brew it in a manner. The way that they brew the coffee creates a very strong cup. They use a very high dose of coffee relative to the amount of water, and they bring that to a boil 2 to 3 times generally in the preparation of the coffee. They don't use filters the way we do, and so that all creates a very deep, dark and kind of murky but strong cup, and one that is very traditional.
So I'm not, this is full disclosure, I don't drink coffee, I've never had a cup of coffee in my life, I don't like the smell of it, I don't like the taste of coffee ice cream, I don't like anything. But This is a story more about a business and something that you did based on what you found as an interest first, and then it became a need. You created a need or a desire or a market for this coffee, did you not?
Well, I certainly wouldn't give us that much credit. Certainly, a lot of folks, obviously coffee is a very, very popular
right.
beverage. But I think that our approach to coffee is relatively new and certainly shared by others. We're not alone in our pursuit of not only quality, but connection to the growers. But that is a new way of thinking, I think, in general in coffee, and we're very proud to be a part of that movement.
All right, so you like the coffee there. You say they brew it differently, but what are the beans like that are grown? I've been told by people that it's kind of like wine. It's all about the grapes. It's all about the beans. Is that right?
Well, okay, so in Turkey, I'll run back. In Turkey, what really appealed to me about coffee was really the ritual. It was that I really learned as a younger person how people connect over food, and really for me that was coffee there. But food is such a connector; it brings people together, and I think that was what I really took away from Turkey. I built relationships over having these longer rituals over coffee that really enhanced my ability to not only build meaningful friendships, but also to get work done. And so I saw that what coffee and food in general can do in terms of connecting people.
Well, there are coffee shops everywhere. Look at what's happening with Starbucks. We'll continue with this focus on Wicked Joe Organic Coffee.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What do you grow? What do you do on your farm? How do you survive? How do you thrive? I'm not suggesting here with this discussion we're having, Bob Garver, who's the founder of Wicked Joe Organic Coffee, is here. We're telling his story about what he's done, how he's created a market. And I think that that helps. There are a lot of products, a lot of things. As you listen to me talk about super beets, growing beets is something that's new and different. There are a lot of people who are going to be able to grow hemp in our country now, and there's a market for that. So I'm sort of giving you ideas after we get Bob's background into how he created this market. Originally, I'm not sure whether I'm working in the hayfield, Bob. I'm getting really bad allergies because things are so wet. There's so much mold around, so I apologize for choking a little bit here and there, but that's one of the foibles that, as being a legitimate farmer, I'm exposed to all that stuff, and sometimes it doesn't serve me well when I'm doing my radio programs. Anyway, if you're just joining us, Barb Garver is the founder of Wicked Joe Organic Coffee, and we're talking about beans and what it takes here. He started in Turkey, and there's a great coffee culture there, to be sure. I think all over. Is it more Middle Eastern, not other than just in Turkey, which is on the bridge, of course, between Asia and Europe? But is there a culture, a heavy coffee culture in the Middle East and Europe, more so even than we have here? I think the last comment I made was there's a coffee shop on every corner now in America. And, you know, you wonder about how much is too much, but there doesn't seem to be Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks. And maybe with luck, we can have Wicked Joe coffee spots on every corner sooner or later. What do you think of that?
Well, I would say that definitely the coffee culture in the Middle East is very strong and very traditional. And really, that's the probably the hearth of coffee and coffee culture. But right now, while pretty much everywhere, it seems at this point, coffee is really changing and evolving, and people are pushing at every level for quality. And that's really changing the culture around coffee, and really quality driven. And also people are wanting to be more, really more connected to how their foods are produced and where they're produced and who's producing them. And so that's really where we're at the vanguard of that kind of approach to coffee. But But this is happening, I would say, in North America. In Northern Europe is extremely strong, and other parts of Europe, and also in Asia, it's just really, really, really powerful. The drive towards better coffee, and that is now filtering down everywhere.
Would you say that what's going on in the coffee business may be akin to what's going on with microbreweries, where there's so many great local breweries that are coming up with great beers? This is another thing. I have no credibility because I don't drink beer either, but I read a lot and hear a lot, and I have a couple of them in my community, and I just wonder if coffee shops might not be going in the same direction.
Yes. I mean, yes, absolutely. We actually collaborate with some local brewers on beers that are coffee infused, basically.
Really?
and whatnot. So there's a lot of similarity, but really the same thing is driving both. Not only are consumers wanting higher quality, but they're also wanting to know where their beer or other food products are coming from. And so, yes, it's absolutely very connected.
I'm gonna sort of stitch in a few moments a correlative between microbreweries and the coffee shops that used to be and now are coming back, and dairy. We'll do that as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
Top 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with this week's American Family Farmer, a production of the Good Day Show, here to learn and to share information, a collaborative project that comes to you every week with ideas from different people who have made a success out of a different type of agriculture product that we can produce in our country. This is a great example of somebody creating a market, in my opinion. When I read the story of Bob Garver, who's the founder of Wicked Joe Organic Coffee, when I saw the story about how Wicked Joe was born, and I'm understanding how he markets, we're sort of getting into this. We spent a few minutes talking about his background and where he got started, and he started a coffee shop in Santa Cruz, California, and now he's moved his family to Maine. We'll talk about that. We're going sort of in the direction that I hope we would go, Bob, because you've correlated the coffee industry to the microbrewery. The coffee industry was small, it got huge, and now it's sort of going back to its roots. Same is true with beer. Everybody brewed beer, and then there were large, huge corporations that bought up all the means of production, and now these microbreweries. And I'm hoping that this serves as an example, because as you heard me say, this program is about how to get people to solve problems. And I'm hoping from some of the information that's here, people will realize that dairy can go in the same direction. As a matter of fact, it needs to, it has to, in order for that part of American family farming to survive. It's got to go back to local groups, local organizations that are putting together ways to market milk, sell milk, find creative things that are different, and get away from these damnable national agribusinesses that are ruining the dairy business. So, having said that, I want to go back to, I think we brought you all the way, getting you to Maine, and you moved there for what reason? Why would you, what is there about Maine that attracts a guy who's brewing coffee?
Well, there's nothing really about Maine that, on a coffee level, that attracted us. My wife, Carmen, who's my partner in my business, and I, we're both from the Northeast, and we were the only ones on both of our respective families who had who are on the West Coast. And we had three daughters in Santa Cruz, California, and we really wanted to come closer to our family and come home. And we really had both visited Maine as children, had remarkable experiences. We love the state. And we thought that it would be a really wonderful and magical place for our daughters to grow up. So it was really a personal decision to move to Maine. We just really wanted a level playing field as far as doing what we do, which was roasting coffee, sourcing and roasting coffee. When we came to Maine, there wasn't, in our category, which we if it has a Wicked Joe label on the bag, it's organic. And the lion's share of what we do is certified fair trade. There's a direct connection on all of our coffees to the source. And that was probably a very new way of thinking in, certainly in this area. And so that presented some challenges, because it is, as you know, it's often, more expensive to do things on a small level.
Yes.
And so we sort of came into the market, in Maine introducing a product, a category really, and, really had to fight the battle. But I think like you, Doug, we're very passionate about those things. It's very important, not only what we produce, but how we produce it. That's just integral to who we are. It's part of our DNA. And so that sort of, approach is non-negotiable. So we had to find ways to communicate, communicate the value proposition and what the gain is for folks to want to support us.
All right. We have this movement toward organic, the local boards. This program is produced for family farmers, for people who run farm businesses, and most importantly for the local boards that use the products, the people who are the end users, the deciders of what will be successful in that, how they approach what their choices are, and you have created something to give someone another choice. I'm guessing there's no coffee grown anywhere in America, is there? If there is, I'm going to be surprised. But
well, there's a little bit. There's some coffee grown in Hawaii, and there's also some coffee, I think, grown in Puerto Rico and some other American territories.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, for all practical purposes, there isn't. And so it's interesting because I think organic is very important to us because that's an opportunity with organic farming because you can't buy coffee that's grown locally. So in these areas, there's a real economic opportunity for farmers who are growing organic. They can get a premium for their product in addition to the quality premium for that because there's a demand in the U.S. market for that. So, but also working with cooperatives is also a way of supporting the farmers in these areas are facing the same issues that farmers in Maine and New Hampshire and Massachusetts and all over the United States are facing, which in my view, again, I'm not a farmer, so please feel free to correct me, but one of the biggest challenges is access, to the market.
The markets,
to find ways to sell your coffee.
Yeah.
And, but for these cooperatives and these mechanisms, the folks that we work with, many of these farmers would not be able to survive and maintain that way of life, which is critical.
Yeah.
And as you said, it's really, really important that we go back. It's a good thing that we're moving back, obviously, towards quality and doing things. We're finding that the ways things have been done that our grandparents and great grandparents did were pretty smart.
Yeah.
And healthy for the environment and healthier for us as people who consume these products.
Well, we have to fight the Monsanto, Bayer, Dow, DuPont mechanism. And when you look at the animal drug use, the amount of things that are sprayed on crops, it's the same story, just whether it's the animals or whether it's the crops themselves. So my question to you and a lot of people, I can hear this rattling around in people's brains. Okay, we're talking about organic coffee. It's organically certified. So given what we know about some of the other stuff that we bring into our country that isn't inspected, people say it's certified, that's baloney, it isn't organic, it isn't even inspected. So how do you know? How do you prove to yourself, and I'm sure that your customers are sort of big on this as well, that what you're buying and using is organic, is fair trade, does come from places where the beans are trustable? That's a good word for it.
Well, I'd say that I don't know that there's any way to be 100% sure, but we like the idea of having some oversight. That gives us a much higher level of certainty that there is a process for oversight. But in truth, we go to visit these places. So we're connected to these cooperatives, and we've visited hundreds and hundreds of farms over time, and lots of different cooperatives, and you kind of learn, I think, what, like in anything, you learn, and you learn what to look for and what to focus on and what to ask. And we're really focused on building relationships with people that we believe are playing by the rules. Mm-hmm. So there's an element of that we do believe that that even flawed oversight is better than none, but yeah. We're there. We're involved, and we're providing, to the extent that we're able, validation, of verification of what the claims that are being made, we're going and making sure that that's happening. And we've been to places, where we didn't see that, and we don't do business with them. So, mm-hmm. So I would say that's the best that we can do is to try and go meet the folks that are doing this, build relationships. Along with those relationships, you build trust. And I'm sure that's the same with any farmers and the people that buy the product.
Yeah, the locavores. Yeah. If you go online to wickedjoe.com, you'll learn a lot about Bob and about Wicked Joe Organic Coffee. That's wickedjoe.com. More from the founder of Wicked Joe Organic Coffees in just a moment. 44 past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, with a thought about what's going on in the chemical business, that is the Roundup business, the Monsanto business, the Dow business, the DuPont business, the Bayer business. State of California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessments has declared that the ingredients in Roundup, which is basically a weed killer, is a cancer-causing carcinogen, and it will be up for scrutiny in a way that they haven't scrutinized. This is not good for Monsanto, that's for sure. Consumer safety, yes. Monsanto and Roundup, no. Now, a lot of farmers say, oh, my God, you talk about this again. We need to produce more food. We need to feed more people. Well, feeding more people is cool, but what happens when they get sick 20, 30, 40 years down the line from eating this stuff that is loaded with weed killer? We've seen the what's happened with a lot of the other things that used to be used, DDTs and things like that, what that did to people. You can say, well, look at all those people who smoke and what happens to them. Hey, listen, you're not going to find me supporting American farmers raising tobacco. I think that's an asinine way for you to spend your time and your treasure. But at any rate, what I think is good is that retailers in California in July have to add cancer warning labels to the products that come from Monsanto. The weed killers, the Roundup, all that stuff. Cancer warnings will not be required on foods, however, that are sprayed with this stuff. Does that make any sense? So they're going to put the warnings on the label of the products that are used to get rid of the weeds, but the food that's growing in the fields, there's no warning on that. You know, what they're doing is they're giving in to the power of these groups, these big agribusinesses. So 46 and change past the hour in the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Bob Garver, founder of Wicked Joe Organic Coffee at wickedjoe.com. He's headquartered up in Maine. We're talking about the beans. We've actually done a great job, if I do say so myself, at going all around trying to figure out how the operation works. How it fits into the American culture of loving coffee, different ideas. I was sort of thinking of the different flavors of beer, and that brought me around to other things that Maine grows, Bob, like blueberries. Could you imagine anything like blueberry coffee?
Well, I could imagine something like that. I mean, that's really interesting and would be a real a way to sort of incorporate the state we love into our product. But right now we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, right. Part of growing. So under the circumstances, this business, the difficulties, I understand all the things I don't want to get into. Often I talk about organically certified and how the government has screwed that up to a fairly well, like they have most everything else. What's the biggest problem as you look to the future? What's the biggest problem you have to overcome or you see on the horizon? Is there a danger, or is this just like full steam ahead? This is going to be great, and there are not going to be any problems that you can't overcome.
Well, there's certainly a lot of issues that, as a business, that we're going to have to learn and overcome as we grow. And that's just, those are normal scale stuff and learning and whatnot. But I would say that probably I defer to our partners, the people that grow our coffee. And one of the primary concerns that they have is climate change. We're like I said, we're very connected to the folks that are purchasing that we're purchasing our coffee from. And
right.
Back to the earlier question, that's how we know what's happening there, is that we go and build a trust and relationships with those folks. Almost universally, when I talk to them about the concerns that they have going forward, and this is our product. So there's nothing more important than the raw materials that we purchase and being able to get great quality. And climate change is almost universally the biggest concern that folks at Origin have for the longer term future. And that's because rainy seasons and other climactic events that were pretty much very dependable are not anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the season in New England. Last year we had a drought. This year we're getting flooded out. I made quick mention at the beginning of the program about me and the hassles I'm having trying to get my haying done, and it's true of whatever is being grown. So, but fortunately, you don't have to grow the product here. You have to do everything else here, and it looks like you're doing a fabulous job of putting all of it together. And I congratulate you. This is really one of those great American stories. And it does speak to what someone who's in the food business has done and what you can do, especially I look to dairy farmers. But, I mean, you can apply a lot of these principles to other things that are being grown in the produce area as well. So continued luck and success, Bob. Thank you for being here to tell us part of your story. Bob Garver, the founder of Wicked Joe Organic Coffee. And this is a a fair trade item, certified organic. Got a big roasting facility they built last year up in Topsom, Maine.
Cool.
10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Where are we at? 53, almost 54 past the hour. Doug Steffen and the American Family Farmer, thanks to the music of Luke Bryan, helping us get a focus on farming and farmers. June is Dairy Month. This program may be heard by some in June and by some in July, but my feelings that I have in my commentary today about dairy farmers and the way we celebrate 80 years of National Dairy Month may be of value and interest to you, so stand by for that up next here.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
2 little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
All right, almost 56 past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. So, yes, June is or has been Dairy Month, as has been the case for the past 80 years. World Milk Day, consumers invited to experience the delight of the taste of good, wholesome milk, and then the cheeses that go with it, and the ice cream that goes with it, and all the other things. Most of the dairymen that I know here in Massachusetts, well, there are two camps. One is tough it out, wait it out, work it out, because sooner or later, somebody has to realize the value of what we're doing. And then there are the others who are just giving up. I remember when I started milking cows, when I was a kid, there were 400 or 500 dairy farms in Massachusetts. When I started milking on my own, in the last incarnation anyway, there were 168 dairy farms in Massachusetts. We now have 106 or 104, something like that, some ridiculous number. So the numbers keep going down. This is an educational process. One of the reasons that I wanted to talk to the fellow about coffee is because he's a marketer. And I was trying to correlate what he's doing with what the beer people are doing with what we ought to do in dairy. It has been done. I'm thinking of a co-op in northern Massachusetts, southern Vermont, New Hampshire. They got together, but because there's so much milk in the pool, their impact has been lessened. And so now what people are doing is doing the organic milk routine, finding a market for that. And that's been sort of weakened because there's a flood of that milk. But what people haven't done who are farmers, because it's hard for them to, if you'll pardon the pun, swallow this, or at least some of the traditional farmers who know the value of their raw milk because they grew up on their raw milk, but they won't sell it. Because they're afraid. It's fear-based thinking because the state and the local regulators, you got to do this and you got to do that because raw milk is dangerous and bad, which is nonsense. It isn't unless you make it that way by poorly producing it. So one of the things that we ought to be doing here is figuring out that there's a third rung on the ladder, and it's raw milk and cheeses and that sort of thing. And then there are a lot of people who try to create. I remember when I was selling milk in the store, pasteurized milk, but you had strawberry milk and banana milk and chocolate milk and all that sort of thing, mostly in the summertime. Chocolate milk sold all year long. But what I sold the most of, I sold 100 gallons, sometimes 130, 140 gallons a day of raw milk in my little dairy store on my little farm. And that tells me there's one heck of a market for that product, but the government tries to scare everybody out of it. And so I say to you, as you celebrate, if you're a dairy farmer or someone who supports dairy, raise your glass to the opportunities that come from selling raw milk, because that's your market. That's your next market. That's the one that's most in demand by the public. My research showed that. More people want to drink raw milk once they understand the benefits of it and how it's produced than anything else, because it's the best, the most natural, the most wholesome. So maybe that's something that we think about as we go on through this next year. Those of us who are dairy people, let's think about returning to our roots with organic and also raw milk.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.